The following podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. Cheers.
Welcome back to Basement Bar's Beers and Babble. Hey, everybody, we're on camera. Maybe you're lucky enough to see this.
Yeah.
But no, cheers to everybody out there.
Cheers. What Spencer doesn't know is this live streaming to Facebook and YouTube right now.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, I was like, that's crazy.
Did you see his fucking,
it was like a fucking Tuesday. I can't be drinking.
Did you hear his butthole clench?
No, he's just stuck.
No.
Like, walk down the stairs. You know?
The lawyer specifically said we can't live stream. We'll die.
Oh, yeah. That's probably true. Yeah.
So they have this nice little monitor. I know you can see the entire setup. Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Beers and Babble. Woo!
This is it. This is what we've been doing for weeks.
This is a better camera, at least for us, poor Raj. But
yeah, I look like a midget.
It's all right. Yeah. You're in there a little bit.
Just a little bit.
No, but to kick it off, obviously you can see that it's just the three of us. We got Eddie here. We got Raj from Roger's Pub right over here.
I'm gone. Then
you got me.
There I go.
Yeah.
Just
the three of us. We had Marty Hornacek is busy, wonderful guy, and he had to step off. So just the three of us, which is pretty cool because it's been a minute since it's just the three of us.
Yeah, well, it's just a couple
of
us.
We can make it if we try, just the three of us.
You and I.
Yeah, I did. And what?
I said, and I.
And I.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
You and I.
But anyway, I got.
I look like. Hey, did you know when a short person waves, it's called a microwave?
Oh,
I like it. I like it.
I like how you went to.
I'm a microwave.
Oh, he's
a midget microwave. Yeah. The tiny.
At first, he's like, I don't want to be on camera. Now he's just like, oh, look at that.
I did
sexy
not
beast.
Say I wanted to be.
Look at that.
I'm in. I'm out. I'm in. I'm out.
Yeah.
Fade away.
This is Donna, Roger and Donna's Sports Lounge. Welcome.
Yeah, this is fun.
Roger's Pub. Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can see that.
This is real cool.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
What you guys been listening to? What you guys been doing? Yeah. What you guys been listening to? What you guys been watching? What you guys been doing?
I almost said your mom, and I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That's your mom, too. Exactly. Wow. Rest the beard. You fucking.
What have I been doing?
Yeah.
I have.
Well, what you been listening to? I know you want to.
No. I was going to do what you've been doing because I had a lot of really cool things that I could go off for a while, but did you save it for later? Oh, you don't even have it on there. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Did I have it on the last one?
No. What we've been doing, we went to one of my top five concerts of all time.
You did?
Yeah, we went to the Elton Ron, the Elton John.
I'm still sitting.
Dude, it was phenomenal. That guy was exactly like Elton John.
Oh,
it was crazy.
That's for when I saw that picture of them dancing, I was like, all right, fuck me. No, is that
what? You took pictures?
Oh yeah.
I
can't believe your ass is that hairy, Raj.
I have video evidence.
Not anymore. But it's been a bad day.
Oh no.
You ever had those days where you're shitting fucking diarrhea all goddamn day and then your asshole's sore from wiping so much that you fucking can't walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been me. That's why I'm sitting.
Surprise, it doesn't hurt to sit. Jesus. One of those days.
It has been.
Eddie, how was this Elton Ron concert? Like, what happened?
It was a lot of fun. We were only like 7-8 rows back. It was real nice. We were on his side, and the saxophone player guy, Lester, Leo, something, he was phenomenal. We saw Sean and Janine there. That was kind of cool.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, they pulled up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It really, great concert. It was just a great vibe,
he played it real well.
We went to Retro Rocks afterwards.
Did he play the piano by himself?
Yeah, their whole band played live. There were no tracks. There were no anything. Awesome. It was live, and it was perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great, great time.
And, yeah, went to Retro Rocks after, pounded a bunch of shrimp. That was real good, a lot of fun. I was kind of upset that the Mediterranean shrimp, it used to come out in this, like, mound. It was this huge mound of shrimp, and it came out, and it was like, meh. It was not as much for the same price. I was a little miffed. Yeah. But
like,
it still
like
tasted
30
good.
$30, and yeah. you got, like, 29 shrimp.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like a buck of shrimp.
Yeah.
A little bit over.
More than a buck.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than a buck.
Yeah. More than a buck.
More than a buck.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
no, that's
like
cool.
Buck and a buck and a dime.
Oh,
nice. Still.
Yeah. Speaking of bucks, what's the difference between
a doe and a buck?
Yeah. No.
No. Oh.
What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
I don't know. What is?
Well, beer nuts are about $1.49 a bag, and deer nuts are under a buck.
I like it.
That's true. That is true. You're not wrong in saying that.
Yeah.
Roger, yeah. what have you been doing?
Yard
I
work.
Wasn't done, but continue.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, no. Continue.
Go
no, go ahead. Oh, so fuck me for interrupting
you.
You're
going to get into the barfly shit, too?
Oh, yeah, that's
oh, you
right.
Guys went, you guys went to Barfly?
We went to Barfly
Isn't
to sing
weird?
Karaoke.
Isn't
and
weird?
I got to shout out Jeremy Nichols. Real, real cool dude. Him and I used to work together. He listens to the show. He was at the Barfly. That was a lot of
cool.
fun.
Cool.
Sang some karaoke. But then the next day.
Is that the guy that was playing pool?
Yeah.
Kicking ass on the pool
yeah,
table?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Real nice guy. Sweetheart. Cool. I love him to death.
Well, good.
But then the next day, Roger ditched me and because he was ditching with a ditch witch. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and so Tiffany and I went to the World Expo of Beer.
Nice.
Dude, it was phenomenal.
Nice.
Yep. Tiffany was a little hesitant about going out, but it was a lot of fun. She got to try a bunch of different ciders.
Oh, good.
And
that's
so,
her shit, yeah.
Yeah, and so she ended up having more fun than she thought she would.
Good. Well,
saw
good.
A few people from work. That was real neat. Passed out a bunch of cards, met a lot of cool people. It was a blast. It was
well,
much
good.
Bigger than I thought it was. I thought it was just that pavilion. But there were like two.
It was like a whole building, yeah.
There were like three other tents set up and another pavilion. It was fucking. There was that whole down by the river, you know, in a van. It was. No.
In a van.
Yeah, yeah, down by the river. Lottie! Freaking no! It was, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
No, that's very cool. No,
got
to awesome.
Sing karaoke there, too. And
okay.
Some news publication was taking pictures and shit. And
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
cool.
yeah. It was pretty crazy.
No,
it was,
I like
it
that.
Was wild. Then
that's
we,
cool.
What did we do? We came home. Oh, we went to Slow Bones.
Oh, and Slow then, Bones and Brangamood. That's
yeah.
fucking, that shit's so good.
It's yeah. so good. But they
burn
sat
ends
us.
Are awesome.
Oh,
they
the
sat
burn
us
ends
right
great.
Next to the stage. And after about 10 minutes, this guy comes walking up and he sets up and he starts playing. So I got to give a shout out to Robert Johnson. Because this
Johnson.
Dude is a teacher, teaches elementary, and then does
elementary.
Music. Yeah.
My
dear
Watson.
Watson. And then plays blues
that
on
was
the
fucking
side.
Weird.
Yeah. It was a surround sound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he was phenomenal. Real, yeah. real good player.
Cool.
Yeah, Robert Johnson, man. You ever see him
Robert
around,
Johnson.
You got to go see him.
Atta boy. Good
yeah.
job, Robert Johnson.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So, okay.
Oh,
now
another
done.
One. Huh?
We had a good. Oh, and yes, then I please. Went golfing Sunday. Had
you
to
went
make
golfing.
Up, had to make up my round.
There you go.
Shot a 54, which is pretty awful.
Oh, that's not to you. That's to Raj. There you go.
Yeah, pretty
my,
awful.
My
but
beer calibration is a little off today. I don't like.
Ooh,
I, it's
good
just,
crack.
It's just weird being on camera. It's just weird.
Well, we're getting used to it. It's fun.
But me, no, I've been out just doing yard work.
Yeah.
I had to bury wow. about 50 feet of PVC to run the pump out there.
And got to love
drain
it.
And
you've had problems with that pump,
yeah.
though, so
you're
I'm glad
pretty,
getting it done.
Yeah.
You're pretty, you're familiar with laying pipe, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
So I did all that and
hit the pipe,
got,
lay the
got
wood.
Done with that, came in, took a shower, sat down, and wife comes in. Like, hey, get me a beer before it starts. So she
it?
Goes. Yeah. So she went and got me a beer. Well, I'll get there. She got me beer, brought it to me. I was thankful, you know, drank it. Said, hey, give me another beer before it starts. So she gets me another beer. So I drank that.
This is another joke. This son of a bitch.
Drank that. So I said,
hey, you almost had me.
Can you get me another beer? She goes, look, you lazy fucker. Just because you worked in the yard all day doesn't mean I'm going to wait on you. Get off your fucking lazy ass. Get your own beer. I said, fuck me. It started.
That's funny.
That was good.
I'm going to have to put that one good. In the back pocket.
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
No, that'd be
Give
good.
Me a beer before
you know what I just
starts?
Recently bought? You know what I just recently bought is Hazy Two Hard. That shit is phenomenal.
I tried
love
double
it.
Too hearted at the expo.
Double too hearted is pretty good. Wild. Yeah, that's pretty good. I've had that before.
Why didn't they just call it four hearted?
Because that wouldn't make sense.
It's double two hearted.
I don't know.
Yeah, but double two hearted. There's not a four hearted river. Two hearted river
know,
is a thing.
Monster came out with an alcoholic monster drink.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. It'll be like a vodka Red Bull or something, you know, or like a Four Loko.
Yeah.
Nope. There's no caffeine in it. Yeah. It just tastes like awful Monster with alcohol.
You know what's crazy?
I was very disappointed.
You know what? Dennis blew my mind the other day because he walked down. We got this new shit in our marketplace at work or whatever. He comes down and he goes, look at this. I got an energy Mountain Dew. I said, what the fuck is that? I said, what the fuck is a Mountain Dew?
Right.
And he goes, well, that's what I was thinking. This is an energy drink, but it's Mountain Dew. I said, what is it fucking?
They're
doesn't
the,
make fucking but, sense.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Those are
pretty
good.
Can of sugar or what?
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, Jesus Christ, you spoon feed it to yourself? Like, is there enough moisture in that? No, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
It is a tall boy, too. He
well,
absolutely
there you go.
Crushed
that's
it.
Why.
Yeah, that's right.
It's,
yeah, yeah.
It's extra.
Yeah, I like the red ones. I don't know what the fuck they're called. But
Code
I like
Red?
No. Not the Code Red. The Red Energy Monster or the orange. I like the red and the orange.
Oh, yeah, the Mango Loco, the Loco Mango Monster. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, that's a good one. Regardless, what I've been doing this week is absolutely fucking jack shit. Work, go home, you know. Hey, that's about it. I cannot wait for this to be over, though, because I get to go camping. I can't wait.
When you get to
camping?
Well, I'm Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, this upcoming week, I get to play a show. I get to camp. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Two of my favorite things.
You know what I'm going to be doing Memorial Day weekend?
I don't know.
I'm going to be here.
Why?
Nobody else will.
Why?
But I will.
Why? Yeah. You dog watching?
No, just because.
Yep. That doesn't make
they're going
sure
away on vacation. Fuck them. I'm just
gonna you're just going to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. You going to open up the fucking pool? Because I kind of want to.
Yeah,
fucking
get
it's
back.
Warm. No. I ought to do it now.
I don't have time, man. I'm flying out Saturday.
Oh, I forgot you had to work tomorrow. Fuck off.
I do have to work tomorrow. I gotta finish
get after it. Throw a fucking puck of chlorine in there and get after it. Come on.
And who would take care of it for the 10 days I'm gone?
I'll come out and get
bullshit.
The fucking helicopters out.
I'll be
well,
I ain't
here. I'm going to do it this weekend.
You
yeah,
just
fucking,
write me a list and I'll take care of it.
I want to, dude, all I want to do is cannonball in that motherfucking next week.
You're
that's
not
going
to be in there. You're not going to be around
I'll be here
anyway.
Monday. I'll do it Monday.
I'll actually take my shirt off and go in the pool because
nobody
shit.
Else,
no
will,
be
else will be here.
Nobody
else will be here. Come on, get after it.
No,
no, he just got fret. He got
it'll
how many?
Be,
how many pounds of what? How many?
It'll
how
be
many?
Open on June 5th.
This is bullshit. I will not stand for this. I'm gonna stop paying rent. No, I'm
shit.
Just kidding.
Never did.
That's true. I don't live here anymore.
Can't
I gotta pay my own
you never
rent.
Did.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, Eddie was. I came over. You guys were gone, so he's like. Eddie was like, "Let me know when you get here. I'll let you in." I was like, "I got a key," and he goes, "Oh, isn't that funny?" I don't. I was like,
yeah, "I had to go find the one."
I was like, "That's fine."
I had to the go hidden. Find the one.
Find the hidden.
I had to go find the one in this specific spot.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Censoring the. Yeah.
If any of you guys want to know, the key is in the third rock to the left of the door.
Wait, there's one there, too?
No.
Fuck.
You got to move that rock.
Yeah, you got to move that rock, and then it'll bash yourself in the head.
Wait, why do you
got
to move the rock? Just move the key.
Yeah, just move the rock, and they'll be going to the fourth rock, which would have been the third rock. Or we go to the third rock, which would have been the fourth
third rock. Third rock by the sun?
No, by the door.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah. Jesus
no, it
Christ.
Doesn't.
That was a good fucking show, though. You guys ever watch Third Rock from the Sun?
All
not
time.
A bit.
John Lithgow, French Stewart. Fucking,
he goes all the time. I go, not a bit. And you're like, yeah.
All the time.
You're like, fuck yeah, man. This shit's great.
Great.
Oh, Jesus. You know what I've been craving recently? Fucking Cracker Barrel.
Ooh.
Dude.
That's what I had the day I had my fucking almost thought heart attack hospitalization.
I mean, you kind of almost died.
Almost.
And then you were just like, no, it's fine. You got diabetes.
No. Speaking of heart attacks, he's too old. Two old ladies sitting on a park bench. A guy in a trench coat walks up and flashes them. The one old lady immediately had a stroke. The other one just couldn't quite reach it.
Was it the carpal tunnel that got her?
I don't know.
I can't might grasp it.
It might have been.
I fucking raised her like that.
He's like the blind couple. Huh?
What's
us,
that?
Give us signs when you want to have sex. And she says, okay, well, if you want to have sex, then just, you know, pull on my left titty. If you don't want to have sex, then pull on my right titty. He's like, okay. He goes, I'll tell you what. If you want to have sex, just pull on my dick. If you don't want to have sex, pull on it 150 times.
It's true.
That's true. You're just not laughing at your dad's jokes.
No, right? I like him.
he's all nervous because he's on. You're on candid camera.
No. It's not a fact that I don't want to laugh at him. I'm just, my brain works in a weird way to is like, it's trying to store it, and at the same time I'm trying to store that good joke, I can't laugh at it. Because if I laugh at it, I'll forget it.
Okay.
Okay.
See, like I feel like Spencer's more like the fucking the Tootsie Roll owl. Well, instead of 150 times, it'd be a one, a two, a three, a three.
That's funny. You know, at least you can find mine. Anyway.
Yeah.
Raj. Well, I love how we didn't talk about Cracker Barrel at all.
Oh, yeah, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. And Cracker Barrel's just good fucking food.
Grandma's Sampler, fucking the country.
You know what I've been liking is the fucking dumplings, dude.
Dumplings are great.
Give me the chicken and dumplings.
You get real full real fast.
You do.
They're great.
Yeah, I know, but usually I have a problem with that. It's like when I'm full, that means eat more, and when I can't eat more, that means I'm dying. And there, I don't have a problem with either. I just keep on going, and then afterwards, I like fake death, and then the tab's paid, and then I'm like, all right, I'm good to go. Let's go. That's how you got to play it off.
I used to work at Cracker Barrel.
You did?
That's where I met Tony from CrossFaded Sports. That's
right. Are you one of those alligator arms when it comes to paying the tab?
Absolutely not. Come on. Come on. When have you ever seen me like that? All my life? No, I'm not an alligator arm.
Show's
don't fucking
not long
put that
enough.
On me. Don't fucking put that on me. Christ sakes. Last meal you had that I was there, fucking... You don't get base shit, fucker.
Well, I took advantage of it.
Yeah, man. You go. Anybody want dinner or dessert? We're like, no. Roger's like, let me see a menu. Let me see it.
Yeah.
And then he had the audacity to say, sorry, that's so expensive. Motherfucker, no, you weren't expensive. It was just funny. He's like, shit, after that dessert, what do we got? Round two? Where's the other entree?
Yeah.
No.
No, Cracker Barrel's good shit.
Like, not where we're going.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're fully. Yeah. Oh, now where are we going? We're going to Beaver's Pub. Let's go.
Donna loves her Cracker Barrel, man.
Oh, she
half
does.
The kitchen upstairs is fucking Cracker Barrel.
That's right? True. That is true.
She loves the food, but she likes the shop even more.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. The best thing. See, this is why. And they start serving like these breakfast mimosas. Nothing I want to drink. Cracker Barrel. If they put in a bar, they would get so much more business. Because the guys would go to the bar and the wives
would
shop.
You can get beer there.
Well, no, but they need to put in a bar. There's a difference. A guy loves to sit at a bar and a woman loves to shop.
You can get a pre-mixed Jack and Coke.
Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Here's the deal. You put in a bar in Cracker Barrel, that place would do, that would flip over. You're being in so much business. You got the guys sitting at a bar. You got the women shopping. It's ridiculous. So the bar, the guys get a good hour and a half of drinking in. Before they eat, and the women's are like, all right, like, I'm all done shopping. So the guy really only has to pay for the drinks he drank and then the food that they eat.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And she's like, put it on our tab. We're at table 112.
Like, yeah, and then you're like, what the fuck is this? And it was like, what's this $60 charge? And you're like, that's a cute stuffed animal I saw, you know? Like, put it away.
That's a clock with a cock.
Yeah.
A cock clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's how it usually goes. No, Cracker Barrel, they could step up their game, but they don't really have food. Their food wins over my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put up a bar and just feed me fucking cornbread. Honestly, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Cornbread's
addicting.
Good. Yeah, cornbread almost put you in a fucking cardiac arrest, didn't
it? Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah,
I like the biscuits with butter and a little bit of honey on
it. Oh, dude, you can't go wrong with their jam, though.
The jam's not bad. I like the honey. Like, that's my dessert.
You like fruit?
With honey.
That's healthy. Like, no.
Well, it's jam. It's just sugary fruit. Fruit already has the sugar in it, so it's extra sugary fruit.
They're putting sugar in fruit nowadays.
Well, yeah. What do you think is half of fucking jam?
I just fucking hate corporate. You know.
This is how corporate it was. They were like, stop giving people jams and shit. They were like, if they want jam, you give them one jam for every two fucking bread.
That's
things.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Because like, their biscuits be dry as fuck. Because
they're like, if we stop giving out so many jams and honeys and everything, we'll save like $3 million a year. I was like, that's fucking wild. I was like, we really give away that much jam? And she's like, yes, motherfucker. She's like, stop
it. Old corporate. Hey, you know what? Well, we're in Bay City. S.C. Yeah. Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
A corporate world, company. No, a family company.
World headquarters right here in Bay City.
Yeah, right across the bridge.
You know why they won't?
That's a world headquarters?
Yeah. You know why they won't hire orphans?
Because it's a family company.
Yeah. I gave away the joke when
did.
I said it. I did. I'm sorry.
You fucked it up.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my family did it up. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you don't.
I didn't know that was the world headquarters, though. They need some. They got some good landscaping over there. They really do.
Yeah.
It's a family company.
I'm sorry.
It's a family company.
I'm sorry if I smell real.
They probably had a cousin Richie do it. You know, they were just like, get out there and fucking move mulch. Yeah.
Bob.
We've been playing pickleball at lunch, and I was sweating my ass off today.
Pickleball?
So, yeah, so I apologize if I
smell real. You got your golf shirt on. He looks like he's ready to go out.
Yeah, I know. You see how much bigger it is? Been dropping weight and stuff. It's a fucking 10 almost now.
That's awesome. It's a 10.
You.
Hang it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
Pickleball. Is that fun?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It is.
It's kind of like tennis, but it's like wiffle ball tennis.
Yeah, it took me a few days to really like
hone in on the art.
Yeah, because I'm so used to tennis, and you cannot go in there with like tennis strokes.
Yeah, you're like trying
mindset.
To top spin it, people.
Well, now I figured out how to top spin it, but it's very, very different. So tennis, you take a big stroke. I know. So pickleball, it's just your wrist.
You take a little stroke.
Oh, my God.
It is.
In tennis, it's just the wrist. And pickleball is the whole body, maybe.
No, it's the opposite, but yeah.
Sorry.
You're the wrist. I was watching the women's volleyball game the other day.
Yeah?
I bet you were.
Who won?
First 5 minutes.
He did. He goes, I don't know, the one in the white bikinis. Oh.
First 5 minutes, there was a wrist injury.
Oh, really?
But I'm doing better now.
Roger.
I love it.
That was terrible. Oh my God, I'm gonna tell that at work tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fucking phenomenal.
I can already hear it in the distance. It's
Oh, Craig.
Oh, we love our new leg, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you call a Chinese guy with one leg?
Taiwan Chu. I like it.
I forgot the one that Dennis said the other day. That was funny, though. Some young boy, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't even hear the fucking joke, and he's laughing.
I know.
That's how good it is.
That's why it was funny, just the way you were like.
And Roger didn't laugh, and then he laughed at John's jokes, and Dennis goes, man, I even did an accent and everything. Funny as fuck. Oh, I loved it. Oh, my God. It was so funny. Speaking of Roger and like telling him to shut up and everything, speak up because you're going on trips soon.
Yeah.
Walk us through that. You're going to Nebraska.
You're
going to
hike the Himalayas or something?
You're going
something?
To Colorado, then you're flying over to Egypt and shit, going to tear down the pyramids to build them in your backyard. What are you doing?
Yeah, bringing them home.
Yeah,
yeah, bringing them home. Yeah. One brick at a time. Wall. Yeah, Pink Floyd. Love it.
I thought about that, but yeah. I did order a pyramid from IKEA, and he sent me a fucking bag of rocks. But
see, I get that he's not.
Yeah, just like the house I wanted. Yeah, the house.
I love that in the distance. He's like, I got it. What are you talking about? I'm just fucking with my little sucky thing. Yeah. What do you don't know?
No, gonna head to Nebraska for a wedding for the Memorial Day weekend.
That's awesome.
And then after that,
but you're flying out Saturday.
Flying Saturday. The wedding is on Sunday.
That is wild.
And then Monday, well, actually.
Oh, Sunday wedding because they have, they all have Monday off.
Monday off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, so we fly.
Smart idea because they got the cheaper rate, but on a holiday weekend, that's nice.
Fly into Nebraska on Saturday, and then we got some friends from Colorado driving, from Denver.
Oh, yeah, Jim and Pam.
To Lincoln.
It's not Jim and Pam. Jesus Christ, it's Pam and Rob.
Pam and Rob.
Jim and Pam.
I was thinking The Office for a
second.
That's
funny.
I'm sorry about that.
Poor Rob.
So Pam and Rob.
They're picking us up. And
don't worry, Rob. There ain't no Jim in the picture. Maybe.
Maybe.
You don't know what he calls it.
Slim Jim, whatever you want. I love you, Rob. Sorry.
They call him James.
Oh.
But
yeah, Jimmy James.
He's a classy dick.
Freaky fast delivery. Speaking about a two pumper, fucking tootsie roll. How many licks
comes so fast, you freak?
Yeah. A one, a two. Hey, we're here with your sub. Anyway, I'm sorry. All right.
But
anyway,
they're coming to get us from the airport. They're gonna spend the weekend there with us, and then drive back to Denver and spend the next 8 days with them, and then fly back to miserable Michigan.
Did you say miserable?
Miserable Michigan.
Oh, why is it miserable?
Dude, Michigan's amazing. Michigan's so much fun. Look at,
nice
look at
now.
How much fun we're having, and then all the people over there that aren't living in Michigan are having a shitty time.
And then again,
especially
bust,
New York.
Bust my ass around, yeah. Bust my ass around here for 4 months, and then mom's taking me on a cruise.
Oh,
yeah.
That's adorable. Yeah. For your guys' anniversary, correct?
Well, yeah.
What is it, like 75th or?
No.
Oh.
92nd.
Damn.
About time, right?
It's like when Kevin Hart goes, yeah. Damn, sorry.
I'm sorry. Saving $100 a year. You can finally get there.
Yeah, no shit. No shit, huh? No, but it's a princess cruise, isn't it? What's the
no,
name of the
ship?
No, it's
not princess.
Oh, it didn't.
No, nope, it is.
Queen of the Seas.
Going on a carnival with all the
not
kids?
No, not the carnival. It is.
Viking?
Nope.
Royal Caribbean?
Royal Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Royal Caribbean. It's a yep. double quarter pounder with cheese.
It's a Royal with cheese.
Royal Caribbean down
nice.
To
I bet he
Eastern,
has a
Eastern Caribbean.
Say cruise again, motherfucker.
Balcony suite.
So woo!
Sit
fancy.
Out there in the morning.
Yep.
With my coffee and my cigarette.
I thought he was going to say something else.
Naked.
Yep. I was about to say, with my cock, my cigarette, and my coffee. Yep. The three C's,
the
baby.
Cock, cigarette, and coffee. I only got two hands, man.
Yeah, that's what.
So it's either cigarette and coffee or both on the cock.
Oh, Christ. No, I was just saying, you know how people go, I got to go do the three S's, you know, shit, shave, and shower.
Yep.
Roger's going to be like, I got to do the three C's, man. Cock, cigarette, and coffee on the balcony. No, it's not funny?
No.
See, that's how, is that how you feel when
that's
you say
my,
a funny joke and
new...
someone doesn't laugh? Because that was fucked up. That hurt. I'm sorry. I'll right. start laughing at every one of your dad jokes. Fuck me. That hurt. Because I thought that was a great joke. Cock, cigarette, coffee.
You're not a dad yet.
I guess not. Nope. Because I wouldn't call a cock a cock. I'm kidding.
Do you know that?
You can cut that out.
You know when somebody...
you can cut that out.
When somebody really annoys you, it takes 42 muscles to frown back, but it only takes 4 muscles to reach out and bitch slap that fucker.
So that's a go-to, isn't it? Where's my bitch slap now? Get the fuck out. It's a, look at him.
What are you doing down there?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
We got it on video.
Jesus Christ.
He comes up with a... Huh.
Anyway. Hey, he's getting all hot about it.
I need to know where the HR is so I can form a fucking sexual assault claim. That was bullshit.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
Yeah, by the way, where is our sign that we all get paid minimum wage?
Right?
Because what says we all cheat? I don't get nothing.
I haven't seen a dime either. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
You must be. Oh, I just censored. Sorry.
I bet you did.
Lord, I apologize.
Tall fucker. Fuck you. No, it's okay. Let me, where are we at?
What are you looking? What are you looking at?
What am I looking at? What am I allowed to look at?
I don't know. You're
Where's
fucking touching shit.
Yeah, I know I am.
Why you gotta touch shit?
Why do I have to touch shit? No, I'm thirsty.
Hey, Eddie, you might you might remember the... Spencer might be too young. You remember the Lorena Bobbitt stuff?
Yeah.
You remember that? Lorena, you're too young, man.
Yeah.
That's where Lorena Bobbitt, she cut off her... Was it her husband?
Yeah. I thought she bit it off.
No, she cut it off.
Oh, I've heard the story. I didn't know her name.
Threw it out the window. Yeah, Lorena Bobbitt. Well, a few years back, a friend of mine tried to do that shit to her boyfriend.
And then they called it the bop it, and they go, twist it.
No, it's
pull
called
it.
The...
it's fucking bop
throw
it.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window.
Yep.
Because
she did. She threw it out on the freeway.
On the freeway. They had to go find it, reattach it. But... no, a few years back, a friend of mine tried to do a Lorena Bobbitt on her boyfriend.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So, but she missed his dick.
And he had a hickey on his thigh.
No, he sliced the shit out of his thigh. So now she was up on charges of miss the wiener.
Oh, that's funny. So that's all a joke. It wasn't actually your friend.
Everything he says is a joke. His entire life.
I don't
Sorry.
Have any friends.
Whoa,
I know, I
Jesus
had to pause.
Jesus Christ, that was mean.
That was very, I apologize.
Just like my nephew. For my nephew's birthday, I bought him a trampoline.
Yeah?
That fucking ungrateful bastard, all he did is sit in his wheelchair and cry.
Ryan would have loved that.
Oh, fuck. Did you take it back?
I laughed. Fuck him. He couldn't catch me.
He just threw him on it.
Yeah, he threw him on it.
He just,
Yeah. He rolled around at it for a while.
Could you imagine playing popcorn? Could you imagine playing popcorn with a fucking...
Oh, that poor guy. Dude, we should have done
Hold
that with
Hold on to
Ryan.
Your legs. I can't find him.
We should have done that with Ryan at least once. Just fucked with him, threw him on the trampoline. He'd be like, what are you doing?
Like, we should have threw him in the pool.
No.
He would have found his way. Guy was a king at Doggle Patty.
Oh, he was
Doggle Patty.
Doggle Patty. He was fine on the cruise when he got in the pool.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. Yeah, his feet touched the ground on that one. Yeah.
He was like, I can fucking walk in this shit. I was like, that's hype, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy was a fucking menace on the cruise. He was like, how you doing, girl? She's like, I have a husband. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm not asking about that. I'm asking how you doing. I never said how is he doing.
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean he can't score.
Exactly, you know. I can. LeBron James did it with 1 second left. I can do it with two, motherfucker.
Rings don't plug holes. They just make them tighter.
Exactly.
Ah! Anyway.
That was funny.
That was.
Holy shit. I wasn't prepared to laugh at an Eddie joke.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Give me a hell yeah.
Beer of the week.
Well, you're pouring that.
Yeah, go.
Did
run.
You know that the word short is shorter than the word shorter?
Yeah. What's the longest one-syllable word?
I don't fucking know. That's not one. that's not one syllable.
Dumb shit. It's screeched.
That's two syllables.
Screeched.
Screeched.
Screeched. No, screeched.
Screeched is two syllables.
It's as long as one syllable.
It's two.
Ah.
Screeched.
Yeah. Well, screeched. Spencer went to take a tinkle because he's a little bitch. We'll have to cut this. It's not. Oh, yeah, it's not live.
It's not live. It's Memorex. You're probably too old for that.
No, I know Memorex. They're hi-fi 8 fucking tapes and shit.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Waiting on you, slow-ass bitch.
Oh,
you remember? That's two syllables.
No, it's one. Screeched. No, screeched. Screeched. Look it up.
Remember I was telling you about that? Remember when I was telling you about that deer back in the woods the other day that it wasn't brown, it was really light colored, but it wasn't albino or albino. 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 Tomato, tomato.
I hate those beans, but.
Yeah. But.
Albino. Oh. The bean.
But I did spot. Shut up.
El Chapo, the bean.
Wow. But I did spot an albino Dalmatian the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh.
It's the least I could do.
Sorry, that took me a
That
second.
Took you a while, didn't it?
I was like, wait, what?
I got it. I was proud of myself.
Well, beer of the week, this is Biggie Jumbo.
Biggie Jumbo, Biggie
from
Smalls.
Jumbo. Fair State Brewing Company.
So that's like the opposite of Biggie Smalls, I'm sorry.
Yeah, opposite. Biggie Jumbo. From
okay,
the,
fuck me. Yeah.
From the Fair State Brewing Cooperative in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Two Minneapolis beers. Huh?
Yeah, they just happen to be next to each other. It is a 10% ABV Imperial Double Stout.
Attaboy, Ed.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, sorry. Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, did you guys ever read about the guy that fell into...
Oh, that's tasty.
Fell into...
Yeah, that's lighter.
Oh, that's got a smoky flavor.
It is.
What? What'd you say?
I'm sorry.
He's trying to
off.
Talk. Yeah, because we're
well,
doing
you're
beer of the
fucking
week.
Drinking. I can't. Wait. Then you put it down. It's so good in my mouth. Well, fuck, put this in your mouth. These nuts in your mouth.
All right. What do you? What's happening? What do you got?
Nothing.
Well, no, I'm listening now.
No. Spencer's over here, fucking all pissed off at me.
Oh, not. I'm looking at your fucking bald head. I wanted you to speak.
You like that?
If I you
turn
like
it
that?
This way, yeah. I turn it this
oh,
way.
Oh shit!
Get a glare.
There's a glare. Yeah, hey. You see it on my glasses too. Look at that fucking head there. No, I'm just saying. What do you got?
I was just wondering if you read about the guy that fell in the upholstery machine.
No, I haven't.
No, he's fully recovered now.
I bet he is. Don't try to fucking mock my laugh. God damn it. That's so mean.
10% ABV. It is. It's lighter than that last one we had.
I give that a 4.2. 4.25. That's a good beer.
I think I'm 3.75.
You going 3.75 on that one?
Yeah. Thank you to Ideal Party Store over on Salzburg. Shout out to the girls out there. That was a great time. Good oldies. But, yeah, beer of the week.
Beer of the week. Now, next thing we like to do is normally we do beer of the week, and then following we do beer trivia. So me and Roger are the contestants today. So, Eddie, normally you ask the beer trivia question, so go on ahead.
All right. Besides Reese's Pieces, what titular movie alien gets tipsy on a few too many cans of beer?
E.T.
He discovers in Elliot and Gertie's refrigerator.
E.T.
Budweiser.
E.T. Phone Home.
E.T.
What titular movie alien? Yeah, E.T. Good job. E.T. Look at that. He didn't even knew it before I finished.
Yeah, because that's Donna's favorite fucking
her
alien.
It's her favorite movie, and I've seen it like 612 times.
It's because E.T. looks like a dick. Her passion for God is indescribable. Right?
There's a really cool story, actually, about how Reese's.
That's why she married me.
like a dick?
Because my dick looks like E.T.
Oh, I figured just you would look like a dick.
Wow. Phone home. Phone home.
Fuck you both. Hey, did you know Disney came out with a new movie?
What's that?
It's about cancer patients. It's called Finding Chemo.
We're going to go back to E.T. because E.T. has a really... No, it has a really good... Fuck off. It has a really cool story. Yeah, you got it both times. It has a really cool story. So Eminem... Yeah. Well, they asked Eminem first to star in that, and they denied it. And they were like, no, this will never do anything. So then they asked... Reese's. Yeah, because it was Mars. Mars owns Eminem.
Yeah. Not so Marshall Mathers.
Just Mars. Yeah, Mars Bars. Mars. So they asked them. They denied it. Then they asked Reese's Pieces.
Okay?
And they were like, sure, what the fuck, whatever. And they did it, and it's made them so much money. It boosted their credit. And Reese's Pieces are fucking phenomenal. Who doesn't love just a peanut butter bite, you know? Mm. So... just covered with that tiny bit of chocolate. But it's really not. I mean, Reese's Pieces are great. Reese's Pieces are great.
Boosted them like the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
They're great in popcorn.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces, they are.
Yeah.
M&M's are too, but Reese's Pieces are, But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, boosted them like the Pop-Tart boosted Kellogg's.
Yeah, that's very true.
Oh, yeah.
I still have to watch that movie, so we can't talk about
Unfrosted.
It today.
Unfrosted. It's real good.
Yeah. I still got to watch Unfrosted. But another thing I kind of wanted to talk about is, you guys remember those like the little M&Ms right in the tube that you could throw in the freezer?
Mini M&Ms,
tastes really good. Yeah, I don't know if you guys been to like a convenience store recently, like M&Ms in the tube.
Shake it.
Yeah, and you put.
Shake it.
I want to clip that. Oh, we got to clip that. We got to clip that. Did you just see that? He fucking dicked it in the mouth. That was an air dicker right into the fucking mouth. That fucking, his tongue's soaked right now. That fucking shit looks like he just ate a Krispy Kreme fucking donut after it came off the fresh fucking line. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Give me a fucking
like Kobayashi.
He just went through the fucking fast food line at Tim Hortons and asked for an original bagel with a shit ton of cream cheese on it and ate it and then stuck his tongue out at you. That was crazy.
I just licked your finger. You didn't even flinch.
You licked it?
Yeah. You didn't even notice?
That's fucking disgusting.
Looking good.
You were fucking pointing it 2 inches from my face. Yeah.
Well, you fucking get out.
Oh
now
my
it's
God,
white.
You got somebody
it's
come
white.
On your fucking
it's
way.
White.
God,
it's white.
Finger.
It's white. Look at it. No, I'm just kidding. Regardless, let's stop.
It's racist.
Let's stop. Huh?
Nothing.
All right. I didn't think you said that either. But anyway, God damn it. Fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah,
M&M's in
a tube. I don't know if you guys been to a convenience store recently, but they got fucking mini Skittles.
Oh,
that's just
right.
Gross. That's gross.
Yeah, why is that gross?
Because Skittles aren't good.
I like Skittles.
I love Skittles.
Skittles aren't good. Skittles are gross. Skittles are disgusting.
I wouldn't like mini Skittles because fuck
what? You don't have enough big enough wad in your mouth. Is that why?
Fucking chewing forever and you wouldn't get any taste if that's fucking goddamn mini shit.
I didn't know that. Fuck you and your Skittles.
Just
fuck
like,
you and
just like your
Skittles.
Girlfriend told me.
Huh?
Chew on that for so long and don't get any taste.
Who's that?
Your girlfriend.
You better shut your fucking mouth. shut your fucking mouth. Mm-hmm.
Oh, look
I
at it. You dribbled.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a hole in the cup.
No, he's got shit on him.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got black shit dribbling out your mouth.
Ucky. Uckies. All right. What do we got next?
Did you ever ask your girlfriend to act like a bus?
Holy fuck! Enough with it.
You never ask her to act like a bus so you can fill her with children?
No, but never mind.
Well, I know. That'll get cut.
No, it won't.
I can't explain to you guys how much I hate being on camera.
Because I love it. That's great.
I love you, though.
Hey, I make you look good.
This is me between the people. I could have spilled shit out.
It's you between the people.
The people that will. Anyway, go ahead. I don't know what I was going to say.
See,
no, I love you so much. There's one thing I've been thinking about it and wanted to plan it and everything that I had to talk to you about. There's one thing I want you to do at my funeral. I want you to take my phone.
And delete my browser history.
No, text everybody there a black screen and write on there, "Oh, my God, it's so fucking dark in here."
All right.
Just do that at my funeral.
Yeah, of course I will. Of course I will. I love it. Yeah, I will absolutely do that.
No, it's like Zach Galifianakis. God bless it. Zach Galifianakis. But instead of between two ferns, it's between two fucks.
Yeah. True.
Oh, you missed. You still got some shit under there.
Still got some
go ahead and lick
shit
it.
Dribbling
how
on
close
your,
do I have to get to your
get
face?
The fuck
still
away
got shit
me.
Dribbling
what?
Out your mouth. Go.
It's underneath. You got to go under. Nope. You keep. Nope. Nope. Oh, wait. Is it attached? You have a mole? No, it's gone. Okay.
It only takes four muscles to reach that arm out and bitch slap him.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, that's true.
I know. I accidentally did that to Tiffany the other day.
You bitch slapped her?
No. No. No, I was like, oh, you got something. And I was like, oh, no, it's attached. What? What is that?
There was not.
Oh. Anyway, moving on. So, Spencer, you got the new band coming out. You all excited to get back out on the road?
I'm so fucking excited.
Oh, yeah.
Excited.
Got a new band, new name.
New band, new name, new music.
New music.
And new places to play.
New band, who dis?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. new fucking aesthetic. The bass player that we brought in is actually being fantastic. He is backpacking a lot of booking right now. He always hits us up on a daily basis. Like, these people want us. These are the dates. Pick one. And it's kind of being awesome. Like, it's
cool.
Like, fuck yeah. And he's like, am I overstepping? I was like, no. I was like, you got 25% ownership, man. Take it at, yep. You know, if we're not doing it, that's us slacking. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, no, a lot
so
of cool shit.
What you got coming up?
Well, this weekend, Memorial Day, we're playing up at a private party in Lupton. It's kind of up near Rose City.
Yeah.
Area. Yep. It's right on the Rifle River, so we get to play right on that. We get to do that. Then
ooh,
we're coming home.
A private party.
Yeah, a private party. So that's a big thing to
fucking
get booked for.
Elon
yeah.
Musk's summer house or some shit?
Basically, but I can't speak too much about it.
All right, fair enough.
He's got that fucking
are you playing for Kid Rock up there? Like, what the shit?
He might be there.
That'd be wild.
I just can't speak about it.
All right,
I've been
enough.
Told not to speak about it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, we're playing a private
party.
He's
texting
North.
Jeff Daniels between yeah. the show, like, "Hey, man,
yeah,
like we're gonna be pure Michigan, bitch."
No, it's really exciting to be like our first gig as this band is a private party. That's really cool. I do like that. We come back to really open it up in Essexville. You'll be there.
Yeah, at the boxing ring.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the name of it?
The
old LeBrons.
It's the old LeBrons. It's 1606 Woodside Avenue.
Yeah.
So let's promote the fuck out of that. Get the people out there.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to see a lot of familiar faces. We have a lot of people that are coming up. Our name's been spread around a little bit because they used to know our old band, and now they caught this new vibe, and it's like, where are they?
Keep my old band's name out your fucking mouth.
Yeah. So we're kind of like that. We're setting a whole new vibe, but people have been hearing the names that are in this band, and it's like, wait a minute. I know them guys. So it's So we're expecting a big show out for that. A few other gigs coming up. We're really excited about Mongo Potato Festival. We get to play that Saturday, the big day. That's going to be fucking huge.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully soon at these gigs you'll start seeing this transition where we want to get some more merch and everything like that. And hopefully, I would love for the 989 to sponsor Chapter 4 as Chapter 4 sponsors the 989 Network. So
yeah,
we'd absolutely love that. That's something that
yeah.
we have to go
I can
and talk
we
about,
can talk to the higher ups and see
yeah.
see about that. Yeah,
yeah
for sure.
So I'd like to get that rolling a little bit and just kind of fucking.
Do you guys have a website and shit going yet?
No, that is actually our IT person Eddie Switek's job. He just really has been off the horn a little bit. But
you have a domain? Do you have? You haven't fucking said shit to me.
No, I'm just kidding. No, anyway. It's true, but we're just kidding. No, we are currently still in the works of getting all of our social media set up and everything like that. So we're kind of it's not on the back burner, but we have so many fucking tunes to work out.
Good.
That we're so goddamn busy.
Yeah. Well, once you give me all that, then I can send it to the network.
Yeah, yeah. But we still have to hire you and everything like that. You're just still in the talks. I'm sorry, but it's coming. I apologize.
All over your neck, chest, and face.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But yeah, back in music, baby. Back in black.
I'm back in the saddle again. Yep.
And if you guys know me, I've never not worn black behind the kit. I love being hidden.
You always. Every show, it's going to be the same fucking thing. When we start doing the video for real,
This is him. It's what you get. It's what you love. And these glasses make me look like Master of Disguise, Turtle. Yeah. I like these.
Dana Carvey.
Guys. Yeah, Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey's a great fucking dude.
Chopping broccoli. She's chopping broccoli.
Honestly, when I go home, I think I'm going to turn that on if Robin doesn't watch it.
That's one of Tiffany's favorite movies.
Dude, I know. She showed me. She's the one who put it out for me. Yeah, Master of Disguise. Yeah.
Turtle.
Yeah. It's very underrated.
With my bald ass head. Turtle. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Show the people.
No, I can't. I'm not shaved.
Why? Oh.
Because I was lazy. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Your girlfriend's legs in December.
Yes. My girlfriend's legs when she doesn't have to wear shorts for the next 2 weeks. That's what it is.
Nice.
I got a question. I got a question for you. So, obviously, Raj grew up with chalkboards or just a stick in the dirt. You grew up with chalkboards. I grew up with whiteboards and chalkboards.
Okay.
What do you guys prefer? I'm sorry, I didn't mean about the stick in the dirt thing.
That's fine.
Yeah. It was a hoop and a stick, not a stick in the dirt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. No, but just for teaching wise.
Your mom had nothing because dirt wasn't invented yet.
That's true. She was just floating. And they were just like, your angel wings do this. Go have fun.
Yep.
Yeah, because she's a sweetheart.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. But regardless, what do you guys prefer? If you walk in a room, if you gotta write something, so I'm constantly writing. Do you guys prefer a chalkboard or a whiteboard to look at?
Probably a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Chalkboards were dusty.
I love chalkboards.
I mean, I had a math teacher that he had 7 chalkboards in the room. Two.
Holy fuck.
Two on 3 of the walls and one standing, one that was on wheels.
I remember that back in the day.
And
I hate the standing
in a 1 hour, 55-minute class, he would make 2 rounds around that fucking room.
Wow.
So 14 chalk. I mean, he was just, by the end of the day, I mean, he was
just
light.
Looked like chalk Norris. Chalk Norris, yeah.
Yeah, he was just
Chuck
caked
Norris.
With
Chalk
fucking
Norris.
Chalk Norris.
And your punishment in the room was you had to clean his fucking erasers.
Oh, you had to
see, you
him.
Can't do that anymore. Now your punishment is I'm going to do the entire seminar or the class in fucking permanent marker. Clean that bitch.
Yeah, like, right?
Basically.
Like that's, yeah. You get the fucking alcohol wipes out, and you're...
Yeah. Wow. That sucks. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, chalkboards are okay, but...
I prefer chalkboards. I really do. I like the sound that it makes. I like... it's clear to me.
Even when the chalk gets so small, it screeches or, like, nails going down the
fucking
chalkboard.
Fix it, you know? But at that point, I just would rather read white on green than... fucking red on white. I can't stand it when somebody like look at that whiteboard over yonder. Why use red?
It's nice. It's vibrant.
I can't see it. I don't like it.
Are you colorblind?
A little bit, yes.
Oh shit, I never knew that.
Yes. So
we're getting deep.
Yeah, it's just I can't stand it. I really don't like how they write. When you write on one, it just looks messy.
I liked the 5-prong chalk for music class where they
just
stick the pieces and there's your fucking ledger.
Right. And then you could draw the nose. Yeah, those are really cool.
That's
real
neat. That's cool.
Yeah,
I've never seen one with markers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one with markers in any music class. Yeah.
Yeah. Because fuck them.
Well, because even Mr. Vandenboom still had chalkboard.
Yeah, he did. And he still had chalkboard when I was there. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Right. Now they got these fucking smart boards where they can just put their phone up there. And it's like, that's stupid.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's wild.
No, I just thought, like, technology gets to a point where it bothers me. Because it's like, Jesus Christ, do it the right fucking way. You know?
See, like, even
what
Colin,
happens when your phone
Colin's
dies?
Old class,
you're fucked. Aren't
she
you?
Had her, his old teacher had a, had a microphone around her neck and everything, and they pumped it in.
I
she
like
could
that.
Actually
that's okay.
Hear them,
yeah, that's okay.
But then they didn't have the overhead projector where you had the translucent shit or whatever. Yeah. They had an actual. Like,
oh, you didn't
Elmo
have the Elmo.
Fucking,
yeah, the
they
Elmo.
Had an Elmo. Yeah. We got an Elmo late.
It I love
like
the Elmos.
Sophomore year or something, we finally got
the
Elmos an Elmo.
With the black like paper, and then it would show up on the screen.
Well, it was an actual like camera. It wasn't just a projector. It was an actual camera.
Oh, see, I liked them when they had like the black like clear worksheets and
yeah. That's
yeah,
an
that's
overhead
an
projector.
Elmo.
No, that's an overhead projector.
No, fuck that.
An
that's
Elmo is a camera. It's a fucking camera. It's digital. Oh. Yeah.
No, I just like those ones. Like what it was like gray and it had
like
it, a fucking
Elmo Electric Light Masturbating Orchestra. Like it was just
masturbating orchestra. Was that a joke you made up?
Yeah, just now on the fly.
See, when you talk about IT shit, you could say anything and I'd believe it.
Wait, what's worse than waking up in the morning
before you go
and have a dick drawn on your forehead?
The entire left side of your body having a dick drawn on you and then going to work at the police department and having your captain go, you get in the fucking bathroom and clean yourself off right now.
I've done worse. I've had dicks drawn on me and went to church.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
Wow. Well, yeah. What's worse than waking up with a dick drawn on you?
What is it?
Having a dick on you? No,
finding out it was traced.
Only you would know that feeling, Raj. Only you. Only you, you motherfucker. You motherfucker. I don't even know what time we're at.
Oh, shit. Is it about that? I don't know.
I don't think it's about that time, but it might
be. Oh, it's about that time.
Oh, is it?
Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Holy shit, I have nothing.
Last call for alcohol. Call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol. Get going.
Neither do I.
Roger, what's your last call story today?
Why are you putting it all on me?
Well, because you're
none
the only
of us
one
are
standing.
Ready.
And I ain't finished with my beer yet.
I don't know if I can come up with one.
Why not?
It's been a shitty day.
Well, I know. You've been shitting a lot.
Oh.
So all your thoughts washed away with it?
Yeah. Shoot them all out.
All right. So my last call is Pizza Guy.
Oh. Oh, yes. I have a lot.
Yeah, you have one.
All he had to say was pizza. Yeah, because I'm about to go pick up a pizza. Robin went out to Prost with her family today.
Oh, go ahead.
Well,
yeah, I will.
That was kind of rude of her.
Well, that's what I thought. But I had a podcast.
I still have never been there.
Yeah,
one of our friends goes there constantly.
The charcuterie is really nice.
Charcuterie.
The charcuterie board.
The coochie
board.
Yeah. I'm going to say that going there is real fancy. Be like, yo, let me get one of your coochie boards.
Don't do that because I went to a restaurant at one of the golf outings and sitting down there and waitress comes up and I said, yeah, I'll have a quickie. And she slapped me and walked away. My cousin looks at me and goes, Roger, it's pronounced quiche.
I like it.
I like quiche, man. Fuck it. Quickie. Yeah. All right, Eddie, what's your last call, you motherfucker?
That was my last call.
No.
No, it isn't.
That's a joke.
Quit trying to piss off, you fucking pisser. Go ahead, Eddie. Jesus Christ. And so I'm going after you and Roger's fucking pulling it in, cattail wise.
So when I lived with Ma back in the day, we had parties all the time, and Papa John's was still in Bay City.
Oh my God, I could die for some fucking Papa John's.
Dude, Papa John's is so good.
Papa John's is good.
It's so good.
They're deep dish. Oh yeah. No, Jets deep dish. Sorry,
Jets is yeah.
Yeah, Jeb's deep dish fucking barbecue chicken pizza. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
But Papa John's is good too, yeah.
So, Papa John's, we used to order Papa John's all
real
the time.
Real pizza? Real ingredients?
Yeah.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So, we used to order it all the time, and the same guy would come down to deliver. And we're always like, yep, go around the back, come down the stairs. I had the whole basement.
Reach around the back and come up. What?
Yeah.
No, come down the stairs. He wasn't at Papa John's. He was at Papa John's.
Papa.
Papa
John's. Papa O'John.
Papa O'John's.
Papa O'John's, yeah. So he would always come down. He's
just a guy with a fucking stone oven in his basement.
Yeah, yeah. And we would always be having parties. We'd be having parties and kegs and shit. And he'd come down, drop the pizza off, and then have a few beers. And then head back on his way.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good guy. I can't remember his name. Real good guy. This was almost 20 years ago.
Was it John?
Pizza Man.
No,
yeah.
It was Shaq.
Papa
yeah.
John, it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
is Shaq the spokesperson for Papa John's now?
He owns the fucking place.
Oh, nice.
Wait, he owns it now?
Yeah, he bought it.
Oh, shit.
Shaq.
Papa Shaq.
Papa Shaq. You know Papa Shaq's place.
Shaq of John. Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, baby. Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan. Anyway. So... So,
ADD, autism.
That's why you don't see Papa John no more.
Oh. So, a couple months of this
Shaq
go by.
Him.
No, couple he's sad on him. It's up his ass. Sorry.
Couple months of this goes by. Parties, Papa John's, comes down, have a couple beers, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, the girl I was dating at the time, her and I were just having a movie night, and she's like, let's get pizza. And I was like, all right, I'll order Papa John's. And so, the guy comes down, and it's just the two of us, and he gives the pizza, and he's like, and he looks the fuck around. He's like, no party tonight? I went, nah, man. You know, it's Valentine's Day. It's just her and I. He's like, oh. And I went, well, there's a couple beers in the fridge, though. You can have. And he went, fuck yeah. And so he rolled around to the fridge, grabbed
That's
a couple
beers.
That's
the reason he took your order.
Yeah. Rolled around, grabbed a couple beers from the fridge, slammed one, put it down, took the other one. He's like, all right, man, you guys have fun. And then fucked off.
That's
like,
awesome. That's awesome.
So, yeah.
When we ordered pizza, we always got Domino's and always told them, hey, send three or four. You know, delivery guys. They're like, well, why? We just said, I just want to see how they fall.
That's fair.
That's a good joke.
Bam.
Well, that sucked.
I tell you what.
You know,
I tell you what.
Some of them
I just,
hit. Some
I just
of them
made
hit.
That one up on the fly.
Yeah.
Like, well,
some
yeah.
of them hit real hard and some of them fall.
Yeah, some of them fall real hard.
Right into each other.
I got a last call for you.
Fall like dominoes.
I got a last call for you. So, I saw Chicago this last Saturday. Chicago.
Like the band? Or
Nope.
The city?
Nope.
They're
the
coming to the Soaring Eagle Saturday.
Holy fuck. No, Chicago's a great band. You should go see them.
They play our wedding song.
Oh, good. I saw Chicago this weekend.
What? What Chicago?
The musical.
Oh, the musical.
Yeah.
That's the only one we didn't say.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Razzle Dazzle, All That Jazz,
Where was that
Cell
at?
Block Tango. It was in Midland. It was a Broadway production. So I got to go see it.
Center of the Arts.
Yep. Robin and her family took me, and it was funny because we went to the Bully, and I was like, boy, do I know the Bully.
I fucking
live there. I love
Shout out to Gary Garshaw.
I love the Bully. The Bully's a great fucking, the Boulevard is great. It's great. So, whip out the old Keno ticket, get her going, and Dina orders a fucking Amber Box. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to have him one up me, so I ordered an Amber Box too, and I may have indulged in the Adiblaze before I went, so I was already feeling fine because I thought we were just going to the musical. So I was like, "Yeah, I want to be a little bit, you know." So I went to the bar and he was like, "Amber Rock." I was like, "Amber Rock, yeah, yeah, yeah." So we drank that. Food still hasn't come out. Order another one. Drank that. Fuck, I'm already like Jesus Christ. Like, fuck it, I can't even open my eyes. Food comes out. Order another Amber Rock. I'm like, "Yep, I'm like, I'm not gonna have them one up me, you know. So we get our food. I smash. The best thing on their menu to me is a hidden menu item. I got them making me a BLT wrap. Okay, they do make a BLT and they make it in a sandwich. Blah 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 blah. But every time you ask in the wrap, they're like, I don't know if I can do that. And I was like, no, you fucking can. Trust me. Trust me. I used to come here weekly.
I love that when you go to a restaurant where you're like, oh, you must be new.
Yeah, yeah. like I told the waitress what she can and cannot do.
Yeah.
She was like, well, I can go ask the cook, and I was like, no. What you're going to do is you're going to write it down, and he's going to make it.
Yep.
And she goes, well, do you want like a tomato wrap? And I was like, fuck no. Like, white wrap, and give me the shoestring fries. Because every time someone said at the table, they were like, can I have some fries? She would give out three options. Yeah, but I was the first one to order. So I was like, give me the shoestring. Like I already knew.
Yep.
And Robin looked at me. She was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, we lived here for a year and a half. I was like, do you not think I'm one of the best bar in Midland?
I've
been going to that bar for 8 years.
Yeah. I'm 26. I've been going to the bar for 8 years, you know? Yep. But
thankfully, that was empty.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, your phone would have been fucked. But but regardless, like, ordered that or whatever, we just get fucking gone. So then we get there, and we're standing in this long-ass concession line. Robin wanted a snack. I wanted a drink. Everyone wanted a drink, you know? So, like, Robin gets a wine, like a fucking hefty-ass wine. They put it in a sippy cup like that tall, full glass, wine. I was like, hell yeah. I look at there.
And everything.
I look at there and fucking Two-Hearted pops up. I said, oh, fuck yeah. I was like, I'll take a Two-Hearted. I thought it was going to come out in a bottle, maybe a tiny can. No, fucking double deuce. Big old boy. Yeah. I'm already fucked to the brim. All right? And it's Chicago. So Robin has never seen Chicago, either as her sister.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
So me, Dean, and Lisa are the only ones who've ever seen this show.
Oh, okay? Wait. They were back in town?
Huh?
Her sister.
Yeah, her sister just flew back. And she's here okay. She's here for a couple of weeks. She's going back to move back.
Oh, okay.
She's done with it.
That's right. Yeah.
So Dr. Reagan Verhage, Dr. Reagan Verhage is going to be at the Midland Animal Hospital. She's a wonderful vet. She knows exactly what the fuck she's doing. Transfer animals there. She's a great person. Great fucking vet.
Yeah.
It was very impressive to go see her graduation. It really was. It was really cool.
Yeah.
To be in that building. Regardless, so we get to the show. Long story short, Chicago was phenomenal. That was the first time I've ever seen it live. I've only seen the movie, and I've obviously loved the musical ever since. This was a great showing. A great showing. Velma, oh my God. Oh my God. You couldn't get any better.
Some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
Yep. The only thing that bothered me is the best line in Cell Block Tango. He ran into my knife, and he ran into my knife 10 more times. It's like,
yeah.
But she didn't do it right. You know how ran into my knife 10 more times. She was like, he ran into my knife. He ran on my knife 10 more times. I was like, I literally verbally shouted, oh, what the fuck? Because, like, you butchered it. You butchered it, motherfucker. Like, you know it, you know? But regardless, it was a Broadway production. It was very, very, very good.
Nice.
But at intermission, I had to throw that beer away. I really did. I was that fucked up.
See, that was Donna Friday night, man. She just kept passing me tall boy Two-Hearteds. And I was like, I can't. Like, I've already had four of these. Like, I'm sorry, Tiffany, you're driving home.
Yeah.
I was like, Donna keeps feeding me Two-Hearteds.
Yeah.
Like, I got proper fucking hammered.
Right.
I was very appreciative. Don't get me wrong. I was very, very appreciative. It just, when it came to the last one and it was full, and the other one in my hand was still full, I was like, oh, fuck.
Gotta do some
work here.
But other than that, it was a great night. It was fun. I was just excited. I wanted to say that to the people that I went to go see Chicago, and it was phenomenal.
So. I love the Midland Center for the Arts.
Yeah, very good production.
That's my
over there.
Favorite theater to perform in.
They don't
I
have a
it.
Lot of great acts coming in.
Well, favorite local theater.
They don't have a lot of great acts coming in this year, and I'm kind of thoroughly disappointed because usually they pull in awesome. Like, I saw fucking Book of Mormon last year.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome, but they didn't have anything that, like, spoke to me, you know? Like, Chicago was like that one, like, all right, I'm good for the year. The rest of them are just like,
I would like to share with
you know,
the
one that I am going to sing, yes, Book of Mormon is amazing. Hasadega Ibuai, but no.
Hasadega
Ibuai, but I don't believe that, Nora.
Yeah,
that means terrible things. But the one that I would really like to see if it ever comes to Midland Center for the Arts is Singing in the Rain. That'd be fun,
especially if Ryan Vandenboom. Play,
oh my
he did,
God!
He did
phenomenal.
Sing in the rain.
No, he's a mainstay on Broadway.
Dude's wild.
Yeah.
Ever see Miss Saigon?
No.
Oh man, that was
good night, Saigon. The Russian version.
That's probably the best one I've ever seen.
Is it?
Yeah.
I saw it over in Toronto, and the helicopter scene was just fucking.
You know what would be
amazing,
really good? You know what would be really good is fucking Tommy. Tommy would be awesome to go see.
That would be cool. Yeah. I think I saw that at Pitt and Balcony.
Did you really, Tommy?
A long time ago.
Fuck you, dude.
Long time ago.
I want to see Tommy so bad. God damn it. Fuck.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, I want to see Tommy. I really do. If anyone has tickets to Tommy, send me one. I'll be there. I don't care where it is. Atlanta, Georgia, fucking California, I'll be there.
Raj, what you got? What's your last call?
Jeez. Put me on the spot. All the time.
It's
what
not
the
spot.
You have an hour to think
you
of
know.
It. Like this is
you
the thing.
Literally know it's happening
fucking
every time.
Yeah, rub your bald head and you'll get the fucking
think,
whispers.
Yeah, I don't think about it until
this
it way.
You gotta
up,
write it the like, fuck down.
Well, you know I'm busy all day.
Oh my God,
yeah, dude, he's been taking a shit right? all day. You think he hasn't had time to think?
You have an Alexa. Just shout it at her. Just be like, Alexa, add to my fucking last call list.
That fucking thing's still talking about what women want. It's been like,
it's been six months.
Does it sound like Mel Gibson? Is it?
No.
That movie?
Getting pretty fucking annoying. About to bitch slap that fucker.
It only takes four muscles, yeah, motherfucker.
Four muscles. Reach that arm out and bitch slap it.
What's your last call?
I'm trying to think of the ones I've already said. And I don't want to repeat any.
That's why you got to write them down. That's why I mark them down. If you start it, I'll be like, oh, wait, we heard this.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard the sunroof one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's the one I had.
Well, that's the one you can't do.
What about my tin cup story?
No, I don't remember tin cup. Like the movie? Yeah, like Kevin Costner?
It was another one of the Chief Opens.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, wait. Or that, yeah. Because I remember your Gaylord or Myrtle Beach, you were like, I'll tell you the first day. And you never told the other 4 days or 3 days or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
But tin cup, I like tin cup, yeah. Let's get it.
It was in Gaylord. It was at Marsh Ridge.
Yeah.
We're on the 18th hole. Had a 3-stroke lead. So I was in the last group of four. 18th hole, hit the fucking, probably the best drive I've ever hit in my entire life.
Awesome.
So I'm about 90 yards from the pin.
Yeah.
With the water in front of me.
Yeah.
So I pull out my 9-iron.
All right. That's about right. 90.
Pull out my 9-iron.
Yeah.
Figure you just got to get on the green. I can fucking 3-putt and still win this fucker.
Yeah.
So I pull out, hit it. Hit the green, rolled in the water.
No. Oh, you hate it.
Fuck. Hit it again. Hit the same spot, rolled in the fucking water.
You'd think you'd club up at that point.
I didn't club up, but I couldn't
down.
I couldn't hit my 9 again because I threw the fucker in the water. I was so pissed. I'm looking up at the guys are all surrounding the fucking green in their carts. One's on the fucking ground rolling laughing. So I pull out my pitching wedge. Put that son of a bitch 6 inches from the fucking cup.
What the shit?
Right. So, yeah, I lost my stroke. Pissed me the fuck
Jesus.
Off.
Jesus.
So then, I mean, that's that day's story, and then it goes to the bat dart. That was that night.
Oh, yeah.
We heard about that
yeah.
one.
The bat dart, yeah.
The bat dart story. So that was...
Nice.
Yeah. Guy's a fucking savage.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't hit the side of a fucking barn with a dart, but he can stick one into the
fucking... Stick into a bat.
Yeah, stick it into the bat wing on the fucking ceiling and then stick it into the bat in the guy's back.
Yeah.
But, you know, couldn't hit fucking... he couldn't hit the ground with a dart if he threw it down.
Perfect.
If he dropped it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, thanks.
I mean, that's the last call. I mean, it wasn't... we were all drunk, but...
No, it's
not
great.
A big drinking.
You lost your fucking 9-iron. What'd you do the rest of the week then? Hit a light 8.
That was
light 8. Yeah.
No, that was the final. That was the final round.
Oh shit!
So
nice.
But no. So yeah, the next week I bought a new 9.
There you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're part of the 989.network, bbbbabble.com. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. Cheers.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.